This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we share this studio now with CMB in the afternoons once they move from 1 to 3. And Bart Scott loves leaving his stuff around the studio. Just doesn't care. I mean, really expensive stuff. Like this iPad here.
He also doesn't password protect it.
Right. So, like, right now, I just open it up, and there it is. All the stuff Bart Scott was looking at.
You gonna tweet as Bart Scott?
I don't know if he tweets. Like, he's got a Twitter account. I don't think he uses it at all.
Perfect.
I follow him, and I don't see anything.
He's a little scatterbrained.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
But, I mean, luckily, we're nice guys, and we're going to protect his stuff and take care of it, but... I mean, really willy-nilly, Al, with his personal belongings.
They also leave their show prep sheets in there.
They did?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Normally they do. I get rid of them in the morning.
Oh, I figured that maybe they'd have a whiteboard in here or something.
That is in their office.
Oh, it is. They're still doing that.
They are.
Oh, of course. Yeah, the idea board. They ran down the hall. It was National Running Day yesterday, I guess. There was a slow-mo video of Carlin running down the hallway. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I mean, you have to watch this. I tweeted it out. It's him just... I mean, I'd probably look exactly the same, but his face, and it's just, he's up and down. You see all the parts of him moving in slow motion.
It's jiggling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, in slow motion, it's awesome. So, and then his face is, as he crosses the finish line.
Oh, that's nice.
And they made him win because it's funnier that way. You know, like Bart pretended to fall down, and Maggie pretended to get tired. And then
so it's like the president's running or the sausage is running out in Milwaukee.
Yeah, right. It's sort of like that, yes. Or the pierogi race in Pittsburgh. That's right.
Let's make some weird noises.
No, I know. He also does this laugh now. It's like a, it sort of sounds like a dolphin. I gotta find one of those. I gotta listen. Yeah, but it's so yeah, but it's more exaggerated than that. It's like yeah. It's like you know like you train a dolphin.
I like how you did it with your face.
Yeah, but you know like you could train a dolphin to do something like. Like when it's like balancing a ball on its nose and yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Then swim away. But yeah, I gotta isolate one of those, get it to Eddie, since we're not allowed to play other stuff. Hey, Jerry, what's going on, man?
Good. We're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I'm allowed to play the NBA, so let's do it. Warriors, Cavs, and Cleveland. Golden State taking game 3.
Rodney Hood, behind the back, shoots a contested 2. Rebound, Klay Thompson. This one's over. The Golden State Warriors, on an effort for the ages by Kevin Durant, have taken a 3-0 lead over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Final score, Warriors 110 and Cleveland 102. Durant with 43 points.
And Tim Roy tells the story.
I mean, that doesn't sound real.
Who, that guy?
His voice?
Yeah, he doesn't sound real.
We've been playing his stuff forever,
I know we have, but I'm just saying, the more Gio makes me listen to these things,
yeah,
the more I actually kind of side on you.
Right, like he doesn't talk to his kids in that voice. There's no way.
How did you get a B- minus in biology? You should be pulling A's across the board, Junior. We're going to take away ice cream and video games for a month. Has anybody seen my blue golf shirt? Damn it.
Poor guy.
I mean, it right here.
But he's right. It doesn't sound real.
No, I guess it doesn't.
Yeah, like, can you read me the specials again? What type of clam chowder was that?
Like, he doesn't, you know, he doesn't order dinner in that voice.
Well, how do you think he does it then?
I mean, I'm sure he's got a more normal voice. I don't know.
Was that Carlin or Tim Roy that you just did?
I don't know. I guess I got a little more Carlin in there. No, but he's, well, Carlin's, like, you got to get that, like the lisp, and then Tim Roy's, See, all these impersonations, they start with just a noise, right? Then the words come out of that noise.
All right, so if I give you a name, you give me a noise.
Okay.
Carlin.
The lisp.
All right. Okay, Chernoff.
That's it.
Big Mike. JJF the Doc. Joe Beningo.
Evan.
And suddenly you are a trained seal.
Yes.
That's me, yeah.
Yeah, but I wanted to do what the Met fan was trying to do with you yesterday.
Right,
yeah. But I wanted to hear the foundation of where it all comes from.
Right, well, that's how it starts. Like, if someone says, like, do, like, if I'm doing a bunch of them and they say, you got to do this, like, I'll think in my head, that sound, whatever it is. Like,
how about your old partner, Brian Jones?
Oh, man, no, I'm not doing that one.
You're not doing that one?
No. I haven't heard him in a while. It's been a while.
Dave Gettleman.
I'm not good enough with that one yet. Now you're going off the deep end. I'm not good enough with that one yet.
Hey.
How about Todd Bowles?
That's very good. That's a very good one.
Yeah. Hackenberg. Right.
That's it.
Right. Okay.
I think he's walking around the office.
This is how we do it. Todd, what? Sorry. I'm lost in myself for a little bit.
You got to think of Mark Melusis.
Bro, do. Like, that would be his sound. Do. You know. You know what I'm saying? Dude, how do you do the vacation days? Do. Like, that would be his voice. And it's always this. Like he's holding an apple. He's always holding an apple.
Yes.
Right. Dude, like, you know, he's got this. Did you see the... No, I didn't, Moose.
I pooped. I pooped.
Dude. Like his whole reaction to everything could be just summed up in a dude. Like, tell me something. Anything that happened, I'll give you his reaction with a dude.
Well, you know, the Mets lost 1-0 to the Orioles. That's 6 in a row now.
Dude,
that's it.
It's bad.
Dude,
it's bad. Dude. Moose is not, like, in the morning, though, he looks like a newborn polar bear.
That's because he rolls out of bed in his sweatpants.
Yeah, I know. He shows up
in
his eyes
working late on set, on SNY.
Yeah,
he's everywhere.
He was interviewing
Bob Baffert.
He was down there asking questions to justify.
How about Mad Dog?
I haven't done him in a while either. See if I could think of a good dog story. What the sound would be, you're asking?
Yeah.
Ah! I guess that would be... Ah! I guess that would be dog. Hand up in the air.
Right.
Right. 6 minutes in front of 7. I haven't done him in a while either.
No, you haven't. I don't know.
He's been gone a long time.
I know. I just haven't.
Much hubbadoo and much to me made about nothing.
Hey, that would be more the sound. That, like, back of the. Anything else?
So, Joe Beningo, Dog, and Mike all together with JJ, you know, bringing up as the cleanup hitter.
Stop it.
You can't do that.
Stop it. So stupid, I'm not doing all that. You're worse than the people yesterday.
I guess I am. I can understand why people actually ask you to do it, though.
Yeah, I guess.
They loved your Mike and JJ mix the other day.
Yeah, I saw a lot of positive stuff on that. I guess we can't post it, though. It was people were asking if we
Why
could
is that?
Put the video up. I don't know. Izzo was going to put a video up, then it was not approved or something. I don't know what's
who
going on.
Approve it?
All videos must get clearance, and I guess Mark was on an airplane and couldn't see it to approve it yet.
No, it's too bad.
Who has to give it clearance?
Mark, I believe.
And he was away.
Well, just not, could not, play. Good point, Jerry. Away.
Yeah.
He's away.
I used to do the Chernoff siren back in the day. It was...
Yeah.
I mean, you know that was terrible, right? I mean, that's what he's so good at, that, like, you know, that making you feel terrible.
Oh, yeah. He's so, like, you down, yes.
He's a gold medalist in making you feel awful. Like, I mean, I don't need to tell you how bad that was. I mean, you know deep down in your heart that was awful. Like, when you
it's amazing how he talks to you guys.
Is that sound effect him or Greg?
I think it's me.
I don't know.
Yeah. Is it you?
I think it's me, I think.
The one day when Mike had announced he was coming back and you guys did Mike impressions for 4 hours, that day after I came out of the studio and he said, "Do you think tomorrow you could talk sports?"
I mean, when you go home and you look at your family, I know how disappointed you're going to be because you've let them down. Your daughter's going to grow up and she's going to say, "My father's a failure." And if you're okay with that, then I guess, I mean, there's nothing I can do. I mean, I don't know what it feels like to be a loser, but, I mean, you do. If you want to tell me what it's like, you can explain that to me.
I love the fact that he waited until I left here, and I wasn't here on Friday, to come and yell at you guys. Until I was gone. And that thing was set up for like weeks because he knew I was going to be off last Friday. You knew it. You knew that whole, I knew exactly what was going to happen.
Well, that's why you're a clown. Bye.
Bye. There was a time when I was a producer, I messed up a contest. I don't know what I did specifically, but I screwed it up and it was bad. And he saw me in the newsroom. He goes, "Would you like for me to kill you now or after your shift?"
Can you go to HR with that?
No, I would
no,
never.
No, you can't. Okay.
I would never. He's wondering.
You just did it at 50,000 watts. I think he just did.
No. It's, of course, I exaggerate. So then I said, "All right, now, you know, you can go and kill me now." So I go back into his office. "I just have one question. What the F were you thinking?"
How do you not laugh at that?
I know. Well,
he's your boss.
Right.
I know, but the,
now it's
the way
funny.
He delivers it, though. I mean, it's just hilarious.
I know. Oh, boy, the anxiety's built up. You know, you walk back there, especially as a producer, you know, you're like, "Oh, God, here we go.
I am the tiny tot of the kilowatt."
All right. Enough of this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.